Hi, welcome to Starry Trails, July 2026. Venus continues its dazzling show in the western sky after sunset. Venus and the star Regulus, which is the brightest star in the constellation Leo the Lion, make a close pairing 1 hour after sunset on July 8th. They will be just 2 degrees apart. The crescent moon and Venus make a lovely pair on July 17th. That certainly will be a lovely sight to see. With the opening of Milky Way season, this happens to be the best time of year to lay out on a warm summer night with binoculars and leisurely scan through the night sky. The summer Milky Way offers great views of many celestial delights. We have so much to see tonight. Are you ready? Once again, our hike will begin around 10 p.m. Don't forget your starry trail map, bug spray, light jacket, binoculars, and lawn chair or blanket. We will begin our hike by facing west, or the fading colors of the sunset. Low in the sky is the bright star Regulus, which is part of the constellation Leo the Lion. Turn left or south. The bright red-orange star is Antares, the heart of Scorpius. To the left of Scorpius is the constellation Sagittarius, which looks more like a teapot. Between Scorpius and Sagittarius is the best part of the sky to scan with your binoculars and telescope. It is rich with deep sky wonders. Hike upwards and overhead to the brilliant yellow-orange star Arcturus. To the left of Arcturus, you will see a semicircle of stars. It looks almost like a necklace, but it's the northern crown or Corona Borealis. I think it looks like a smiley face though. Just a little more to the left will be a keystone or crooked square shape in the stars. This is the body of Hercules, the bravest and strongest hero. Binocular time. Take your binoculars and scan around the part of Hercules facing Corona. Do you see the fuzzy object? This is the finest globular star cluster in the northern skies. Turn to the opposite part of the sky, or north. The Big Dipper is beginning to swing down through the sky. Take the two stars at the end of the cup and draw an imaginary line to the next bright star. You have reached the North Star. The North Star, or Polaris, is at the end of the handle of the Little Dipper. Also, down and to the right of the Little Dipper is Queen Cassiopeia, the W-shaped constellation. Trek to the right and you will be facing east. When looking up, you will see a very bright star, which is Vega. Journey down and to the left and you will come to Deneb. Now go right and you have reached Altair. When you connect these three bright stars, you have made the summer triangle. Running through the summer triangle is the Milky Way, our galaxy. Pop open that lawn chair or lay out your blanket. Take your binoculars and scan through that part of the sky from north to south. See all of those stars? Even if you cannot view the Milky Way due to light pollution, you can still see so many stars with just your binoculars. Head back to Deneb. Imagine this to be the tail of Cygnus the Swan. To the right will be three stars in a line. These would be the outstretched wings. You should also be able to see the long neck and head of the swan extending from the wings. The head of the swan would be directly below Vega. This star is Albireo, which is a beautiful double star through a telescope. There was so much to see tonight. Maybe you were lucky enough to see a shooting star. Speaking of shooting stars, next month, my favorite, the peak of the Perseid meteor shower. And we also have a partial and lunar eclipse for August. Don't forget to visit starrytrails.com for maps and illustrations. Good night. See you next month.